Oh, put it in.
Did that bring us in?
Yes, yes. Oh, it's in. It's in. Oh, deeper.
Party on your pussy.
The Reverend is in.
The Reverend is in.
The Rev Bookburn Show. Sunday evening, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now heard on LoisBurack.com.
Okay, are we recording? Testicle 1 2. Are we on? Is that playlist on? All right. Tell me when you're ready, and we're ready. Yes, this big phallic microphone is working. Okay, over here. The weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So our guests can talk. I'm ready anytime. Okay, now. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, once again, is the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special 2011. And you've been through a lot in your personal lives, in survival, and in this season, the saturation of advertising and consumerism, traffic nightmares, and the worst fucking music in human history in abundance. Well, your relief has arrived. We have a kick-ass playlist. We have some representatives from the war on Christmas. And if you're unfamiliar with that expression, if you've heard Bill O'Reilly and other psychos on Fox News, news in quotes, or a delusional person who arguably should be a committed mental patient, but instead he is among his peers who are running for the Republican nomination for president, Rick Perry, and of course Pat Robertson, and miscellaneous pedophile priests and bishops. There is a war on our sacred Christmas and in our need for cultural domination. Interestingly, the same rationale that the Taliban uses to justify a theocratic dictatorship. So there is a war on Christmas, according to these freakazoids. And we thought, why not bring the war here? So, yes, we're going to occupy the war on Christmas. We're going to have representatives from these groups on later. There will be somebody from the Oral O'Reillys, the Puckered Perrys, and the Ravaging Robertsons. That sounds hot, just the name of it. Let's get started with the music. Our first set will begin with Ding Dang doing Another Flat Tire.
Set of circumstances about eating grain. thinking, living good and taking chances. Afford artists, all stores about value friends. If you listen to the words, you probably think it's all about control. It's called another flat tire. Parts of this story might sound like a crime. Everything in this town really did transpire. We start out looking like it's gonna be the most perfect weekend. Me and Claire was on our way up north to see our most very best friend. We loaded up the wagon with wine, food, what mattered most. We only made about 5 blocks and got a damn flat tire. We fixed it right away. We got too filthy and it started to perspire. We got back in the van and boom, not flat tire. We were only 6 blocks away. It was a sack flat that day. Spare, but the second was a very small hole. So thanks to fixed flat, we was back on the road. We made up the forest bill, started having loads of fun. Oh, very little, you know, our troubles had just begun. I took a look at my right rear tire.
Flat tire.
It was all but love and I could see wire.
Flat tire.
I got my jinx and had myself fire. It wouldn't be long before I got another flat tire. Climbing trees, had to go to the store for some beer. On the way, some dumb shit coming in my lane on a motorcycle made me veer right off the fucking shoulder into a goddamn boulder. I knew that right front turn would never get no older. I cursed and screamed and cried. I wanted him as high, but I really wanted to have a motherfucking beer. Standing in that dead pool, I had no spare, I had no beer. I had no spare, I had no beer. I was gonna let my day be ruined by that little biking snot. I scraped to the store, started sparking my way back home. I looked in my rear view mirror, I noticed I wasn't alone. The sheriff was trying to pull me aside.
Flat tire.
I guess he didn't think that my van was up for the ride. I hit a bullet full of nails and got another flat tire. The sheriff started shooting and I got another flat tire. Part of the story starts really getting good. I drove right through a fence and took off out through the woods. Somehow I lost him when things were looking most dire. Maybe he got stuck in the muck and in the mire. I don't really care, I'm just glad he weren't there. Fucking asshole, big fucking shit out of the street, riding. Maybe his car caught on fire. Hung himself above wire. Maybe he got a flat tire. Maybe he's down in hell singing in Satan's choir.
This is Halliburton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Brookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and our live guests from the War on Christmas. It's such a beautiful feeling for all of us to be together, getting ready to celebrate the holidays and the true holiday spirit. And now we're going to play a very, very special song in that beautiful holiday spirit. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing a song by John the Baker and the Malnourished, and the song is entitled Fistfuck the Pope.
Shotgun shells. Hey, everybody! It's Christmas time! Let's all party! Watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV with your mom. She said, hey, Mo,
your mama and I doing it by the fireplace. Ay, 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 ay. Christmas, Christmas. Oh, yeah. I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christmas, Christmas. Oh, yeah. I gotta go. I gotta go buy some presents. Let's go right now, boy.
Sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
You heard Spinal Tap doing Christmas with the Devil from their fantastic Break Like the Wind CD. Before that, Stiff Little Fingers did White Christmas. Deborah and Keith from the band Davy did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is In promo. D.I. did Mr. Grinch. Mojo Nixon did Christmas Christmas. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. John the Baker and the Malnourished did Fist Fuck the Pope. And started off with Ding Dang doing another Flat Tire. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Ball Special 2011. And that is a sacred annual tradition on the show that we did not want to deprive you of. Big, big thanks for the feedback to the Occupy the World show 2 weeks ago. And that is now up and available at any time for free at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All. .net. Thanks to our engineer, co-producer, and friend and archivist from afar, Pastor Rex Catt from beautiful Canada. And we are going to be off the air until January 8th. And that is another tradition to do a New Year show. But we thought since it's a special year, and since the world of cultism and the mentally disturbed and the superstitious and the Illuminati and New World Order types are going to go ass shit crazy over the year 2012, we thought we'd have a lot of fun with that. And so on January 8th, the theme will be 2012 Cults Gone Wild, and that is how we will bring in the new year. That will be January 8th, and on January 22nd, we will mark another anniversary. It will be the 11-year anniversary at The Reverend is In, and so, yes, we will try to upstage the big to-do we did for the 10th this past January. Okay, and of course, details, updates, and lots of juicy links and music videos always at reverendbookburn.com, which is now revbookburn.blogspot.com, but it's easier to remember, and it'll redirect you there, reverendbookburn.com. Okay, the holiday show. Let's not get into that just yet. We were asked a question about our two Occupy shows, and I thought I covered this at the first one, but anyway, I'm going to answer the question, which was about the Wall Street prank in the 1960s. And some people seem to know this, and some people kind of got it wrong, but a couple of people wrote about it. It was the following. Before the Chicago Festival of Life, outside the Democratic Convention in Chicago in 1968, the Yippies were establishing themselves as a kind of a merger between political activism and the counterculture, the hippie slash rock and roll slash psychedelic counterculture that was also in full bloom at the time. And so by synthesizing the two, they formed the Yippies, and one of the most prominent people in that was the late Abbie Hoffman, author of Woodstock Nation, Steal This Book, and many other books. And what they did was they went into the stock exchange, dropped dollar bills onto the stock floor, which had them changing from acting like their normal stockbroker selves to pretty much resembling modern television wrestlers. And no offense intended to real modern television wrestlers, but it was mayhem, and it got Abby and the rest of them thrown out and banned from the building. But it was the original Wall Street prank. And I think a great kind of planting of the seed for the future Occupy Wall Street and Occupy the World movements, which are probably the most important things going on in the world right now. And that's why we did two shows in total support of them. We have two birthdays. One is Mr. Scott, who recorded the Reverend Bookburn's animation theme song. And even though the animation project never took off, we have the theme song to it. And yes, it's on a hiatus. The people mostly involved in it kind of dropped out of the project. So that's why there's been no progress on that. But we still like the song and continue to play it. Happy birthday, Mr. Scott. And this weekend, it is the birthday of the beautiful and wonderful, fantastic friend, Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, a telephone dominatrix service, and all Ivy League graduates, and totally unique. And although I've never seen her do that, so I've only talked to her just straight up talking, so I'm not sure what that's like specifically, but if you know somebody who wants that, be sure to refer them to Jennifer. And happy birthday, dear friend, and glad you are doing better and not sick anymore and having great times. All right. What else is happening? Besides the guests who are going to come on later, representing the warriors and the jihadists participating in the war on Christmas. From the what? Pastor Whoremaster? From the pro-Christmas side. I wish you guys would talk in a microphone. Pastor Whoremaster said, yes, they are the pro-Christmas people. John the Craptist is not looking alive right now. You guys really should not hit the bong so much before the show. Where we need to function, we need to entertain. That is entertainment, says Pastor Whoremaster. And if you are going to say things like that, you should say it into a microphone. If that's not asking too much, they're all paranoid because, you know, they work with assholes and all that. Even though John the Craptist won a great lawsuit from former employers, they still get all paranoid about doing the show, even in silence. How fucking funny is that? Okay, in addition to our warriors on the war on Christmas, we have a communication from Al-Qaeda just in time for Ramadan. I don't know. Are they jumping up and down about a war on Ramadan? Do they do the same thing here? Because I noticed that the theocrats, who are Christians here, and bomb abortion clinics and kill doctors and kill people and push for a theocratic dictatorship here, and the Al-Qaeda types over there, who want an Islamic theocratic dictatorship, really have like close to no difference. Like the difference between the two is as small as Rush Limbaugh's dick without the Viagra. And so I'm guessing that Al-Qaeda is also, you know, jumping up and down. There's a war on Ramadan and we must fight. But I'm not sure if that's what they're saying. But they did send us a letter in time for the holidays. And it's under John Necraptist's fallen head, which is now like on the table. So somebody has to retrieve that. And we will be reading that. We should do that before we go on, really. And also, we're going to update the website, but we're going to throw in some things. Maybe we'll include the Al-Qaeda letter. And also, the Reverend was asked to write a review for the DVD of Chicago 10. And I agreed to do that, which covers the infamous Chicago conspiracy trial of the 1960s. And recently, this is a recent version of that. It's been done before. This is the most recent. It's on DVD. It's recommended. And the Reverend was asked by the Pie Man to produce a review of it. And I can certainly do that. And actually have done some work on it this past week. So, that is going to be posted at ReverendBookburn.com. All right, did you get the letter from under John Necraptist's head? Yay. All right. Oh, God, this handwriting is fucked up. Thank you, Pastor Whoremaster. All right, greetings from Al-Qaeda. We want to say happy Ramadan to you and your nation. We are very pleased that you have gone through so much effort to become like us and to please us with the changes you have been making. We love your efforts to pass personhood amendments for the Allah sacred fetuses of your nation. We support the personhood amendments and am saddened that it did not pass in the great state of Mississippi. And we hope it does pass in Ohio and other places, because no matter how much you shit can the economy, you should still force every pregnancy to come to terms. This is the will of Allah and the directives from our brothers in the Taliban and our supreme commanders of Al-Qaeda. We also like the fact that you are taking more measures to try to suppress and restrict and bust people for pornography. As you know, when we're not watching it, we hate it, and we want it banned, sort of like your moral crusaders. And we like the fact that you are talking more and more about criminalizing porn and further criminalizing sex workers. This pleases Allah very much, and He is proud of you for taking a stand against a serious crime like adult entertainment and the adult industry. And thank you to both major parties of the United States for further restricting birth control and abortion. This is our will, and this pleases Allah. So thank you for our present. We couldn't have asked for better presents this year for Ramadan. Allah bless you and support the war, the efforts against the war on Christmas. Thank you very much. Okay. I know, my throat is shot to shit. It always is when you have to do all kinds of crazy things with it. All right, so are the Warriors for Christmas here? All right. They're fighting each other like as badly as they're going to fight the anti war on Christmas people and whoever the fuck that's supposed to be. All right, when we come back from the second set of tunes, we will have a representative from the Oral O'Reillys, the Puckered Perrys, and the Ravaging Robertsons, representatives from three battalions in the War on Christmas. Spinal Tap in the background if it's coming through. And let's play a song from Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited. It was originally a song by Neil Young, but this version is done by Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pigfuck, and it is entitled Roll Another Number for the Road.
Oh, He wanted me, calling me all the time, like Blondie. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of features? Huh, what? On my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time, that Bondi. Check out my Chrissy behind, it's fine all over the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am so disgusted with the shenanigans that are going on this show. When I'm not laughing at patients with Medicaid and providing services with filthy tools and instruments, I'm trying to defend the good name of many area priests and bishops and other good stand-up men who stand up for morality and family values. And now they have me introducing a disgusting song by Sandy Rapp that makes fun of these fine men of the cloth, entitled White Men in Black Dresses.
One of the denominations more perfect is than some. The hierarchy's domination well deserves its own song.
men in black dresses. Be afraid of them all. Their strength will amaze you when they're backed to a wall. They're about in high places, many lives they command. They have smiles on their faces and blood on their hands. And they walk with the angels, and they talk to the sky. For the sky, it will tell them what is good, what is high. And while continents falter in starvation and plague, they report from the altar on the rights of a fertilized egg. White men in black dresses, some are sad, some are gay. Some forbid all protections, yet are considered quite safe. But the truth is their habits have affected their brains. It is known what is not used tends to wither away. If you wish to avoid them, these white men in their gowns, as they ride in the forest to the counties and towns, they are said to have strange fears, superstitions and ways. For the sight of a condom will keep them at bay. White men in black dresses, be afraid of them all. Their strength will astound you when they're back to a wall. White men in black dresses, from tax-exempt lands, have the love of the presses and blood on their hands. These white men in high places have blood on their hands.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, those church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. And there's great films on TV. The Sound of Music, Twice an Hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toilets. Christmas this year. Don't be miserable like Morrissey. Let me do you underneath the Christmas tree. We'll push the packages out of the way, and after you've unwrapped me naked on the floor, we'll play. I wanna be your Christmas present. I wanna be your Christmas queer. I wanna be your Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year. Your family won't give you encouragement, but let me give you sexual nourishment. Licking nipples, licking nuts, putting candy canes up each other's butts. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I wanna be a Christmas present. I wanna be a Christmas queer. I wanna be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas this year.
I wake up early and I'm ready to go. I grab a beer and I eat some candy. I hear the Dickies on my radio. In the spirit and I'm feeling brandy. Do my woman in the snow. Yeah, it's Christmas, it's another the June. Yeah, it's Christmas. And I'm swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this. After Christmas. Fuck you, stupid homeless guy. You put a damper on my jubilation. My belly's full and I'm really high. Oh, it's a Yuletide celebration. Seeing pictures in the snow. Yeah, it's Christmas, it's not for the Jews. Yeah, it's Christmas. And I'm swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this. After Christmas. A finger in the snow. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's not for the June. Yeah, it's Christmas. And swimming in booze, I'm gonna miss this.
Yeah. why has it always been this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzwater? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugar Plum Fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fine, so exciting, baby.
Come and ride on. that stuff. Hear that?
You heard the Humpers doing Run, Run, Rudolph. Elvez, the Mexican Elvis, did Feliz Navidada. Metal Mike, Allison, and Julia did Deck the Halls. The Ramones did Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And that was the UK single version. The Celibate Rifles did Merry Xmas Blues. Bouquet of Veal did It's Christmas. Pansy Division did Homo Christmas. From Monty Python, Christmas in Heaven. And that was from the soundtrack of The Meaning of Life film, a must-see. Before Monty Python, Sandy Rapp did White Men in Black Dresses. Peaches did Fuck the Pain Away and started off with Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pig Fuck doing Roll Another Number for the Road. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2011. And we are certainly in the spirit of the holiday, or in some kind of spirit. I am, as usual, the highest functioning person in the room. Well, Pastor Whoremaster, I agree. Pastor Whoremaster has been helpful. John Necraptus is looking like he is not among the conscious, but that's okay. He will. He'll come alive later and then do I don't know what. You know, maybe help with the Fartowns for the Asshole of the Week Awards or something. He'll do something before the end of the show. And, okay, so we're in the holiday spirit. If you tuned in late, this is an annual tradition we do every December to provide relief from the onslaught of advertising and mall crowds and traffic and pressure to find and select and buy shit and on and on. And, of course, the worst fucking music in human history and the abundance of the saturation of all of that shit in this culture. And the word culture, I believe, is in quotes in this context. So we are attempting to provide relief. And so we read the pre-Ramadan letter from Al-Qaeda. We talked about the last show, Occupy the World, and miscellaneous news. And we have with us tonight guests from three different battalions who are participating in the war on Christmas. And as Pastor Whoremaster says, the pro-Christmas side of the war on Christmas. Who the fuck is the anti-Christmas side? Well, that's the right. That's what they say. That's what they go on Fox News and other fantasy land dispatches. Well, anyway, so speaking of Fox, obviously inspired by Fox psycho Bill O'Reilly. There is a member. Yeah, I got to stop dissing these people because they're represented, like they're inspired by these people, these War on Christmas, Holy Crusaders. And but we have a representative from the Oral O'Reillys, the Puckered Perrys, and the Ravaging Robertsons. God, the video potential there. All right. Why don't you have these people come in? Pastor Whoremaster, you bring them in. Don't let them fall over. John Necraptus, thank you. Hello, Reverend Bookburn, Volta Radio, hi. Hi, I'm a civilian in the war on Christmas. I'm just like kind of watching it and observing it. I know you feel very strongly, but try to stay calm. And I know war is a sensitive subject, and that you feel very passionately about your views. So we'll just say that you can say anything you want. You will be uncensored. We are very anti-censorship. We defend freedom on the internet. We defend freedom of expression and freedom from these idiotic asshole laws that have been cropping up. Like, Pastor Whoremaster, what are these laws called? Oh, what the fuck? I just heard it too. SOPA and PIPA and all these stupid fucking laws. Anyway, we are not censors, so we won't censor you. So no matter what you say. And so you are representatives defending, I guess you're defending like a kind of a variation of Christian ideas, like the birth of what's his name, and before he got nailed. I wonder how that was originally meant. And right, and shopping and presents. Let's hear from the representative from the Puckered Perrys.
Well, thank you, Reverend Bookburn. I represent the Puckered Perrys because we're from Texas, and we love our governor, Governor Rick Perry. He's a presidential candidate, and he still could win that primary. He might not be as smart as George W., but he does right by Texas. And, you know, when we had all that problem with the weather, you know, he conducted a stadium prayer session. Now, that's taking action. And he's just been a darling to all of us. So we stand behind him. So we stand behind him and we pucker up. And we are called the Puckered Perrys. And we thought it would be great if we could get other people who feel like this to really get excited about supporting this war. And we want to get people to get on the front lines, just like we did during the Civil War, and enlist and volunteer for the effort and go out and fight for God and fight for Santa Claus and fight for Walmart and the Koch brothers and all of the people whom this country is really all about. So we are going to throw our ornaments and balls at those who resist Christmas and theocracy. We will divert attention from the powers that be and all these little issues everybody is jazzed about. We will promote what needs promoting, and that includes bigotry and getting fellow people like ourselves, what you call cultists, Reverend Bookburn, to start fighting against birth control and abortion, against homosexuals, and against freedom to get away from our church.
Okay, thank you. I promise no censorship, so yes, no, don't cut off any mic. Yes, she was talking into the Weapon of Mass Destruction microphone. And don't tell her where it's been. Right. Remember when a certain adult entertainer was here? Don't worry. It's a clean microphone. God, the look on your face. It's really okay. It's probably less safe when your pastor is here. All right. You are from the Oral O'Reillys?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Reverend Bookburn. We are the Oral O'Reillys. We've taken our cue from Senator Larry Craig and that gentleman in Mississippi who's got himself in a little bit of trouble thanks to a credit card, and the horny mayor of Medford, New Jersey, and with so many other oral legends, and of course to Bill O'Reilly himself, who has been the brave and courageous general in the war on Christmas, or I should say the general against the war on Christmas, because he has the balls to speak up and stand for our values. And so we want to kind of take the same posturing that he does. We want to posture right behind him and later on, we'll just sneak off, you know, and do our own pleasures. That's why we're called the Oral O'Reillys. And we could use Fox News as both a cover and a propaganda machine, because there's nothing we like more than sneaking off and getting ourselves a little piece of action. But in our fight against the war on Christmas, can I keep talk? Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. In our efforts against the war on Christmas, we want to point out that there are some things that we would like to change, some things that are a part of the tradition that we don't like. And one of the main things is that commie socialist movie that they show every Christmas, bar none, called It's a Wonderful Life. Now, people watch that movie and have actually written or spoken negative things about the heroic banker in the story, the free market capitalist hero who would make Ayn Rand cream in her jeans and inspires the Paul family and most of our modern politicians of both corporate parties. And they actually make disparaging remarks, but we love Mr. Potter, the banker, who was behind the foreclosures and all of the problems in Hooverville and whatever you call it. And so we don't like It's a Wonderful Life, because then all these people start pushing socialism and helping each other and all this crazy stuff. And so we want television stations to not show It's a Wonderful Life. And if they do, then we want them to let us go on that same channel right afterwards to praise Mr. Potter, the banker, from It's a Wonderful Life, because he was the true hero of that movie. And I know that there's one member of the Oral O'Reillys that's even planning on going to his grave to dig him out so she can suck his dick.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Yeah, come on in. All right. Representative from the Puckard Paris, could you... Yeah, you can stay. Just slide over. All right. Yeah, he's going to talk into the John Holmes porn star microphone. And... All right, you are from the Ravaging Robertsons. Oh, I see a DVD box cover. All right, you are from the Ravaging Robertsons, and you want to participate in this effort against the war on Christmas. Sure. Speak freely. Say whatever you want. We don't censor here at The Reverend Is In, no matter what is said, obviously.
Well, thank you, Reverend. It is the will of our favorite mullah, Pat Robertson, and actually other television evangelists as well, that we carry on a crusade, because it is time to bring back morals and family values. You know, yes, people like to talk about things that don't matter, like the economy and the environment and human rights and animal rights and social justice and the First Amendment of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But really what matters is morals and family values. Sexual purity and abstinence,
and we want to participate in this crusade. In fact, crusade does not adequately say it. We want our own jihad. We want to go after the enemies until they are no more. And we want to be the best jihadists in the world. So, this coming Christmas, we would like all of you to donate to the 700 Club. And this Christmas, hang your balls for the Lord. Thank you very much. And with enough support and with enough hysteria, we can do this. But you must send money to Reverend Pat Robertson. And if you send money to his nonprofit, Operation Blessing, which advertises heavily during disasters like the one in Haiti and other places, you're sure to contribute even further to Pat Robertson's gold mining investments and operations. And that is so beautiful. And that is worth supporting. Because if you're not making your leaders richer and more powerful, then you really ain't contributing a dang thing for the betterment of this nation and our values. So help me God.
Okay. Well, I like that expression, hang your balls for the Lord. You know, that, yeah, with my graphic imagination, that's going to bother me later tonight, I think. But at least, you know, they're getting into some more creative marketing. I like them better than Tommy Teabagger, who spoke during the Occupy the World show, where the Teabagger couple of 2009. So there you have it, dispatches from the war on Christmas. And at ReverendBookburn.com, the first link, the very first link we add after goodies until the next show, after introducing this show and announcing the next two, the first link after it says goodies until the next show is an article from addictinginfo.org on the five biggest war on Christmas myths, which is worth a read. And people do say these things, and it's just hilarious and mind-boggling that as the world is further shit-canned, as the economy and jobs and justice and legislation and on, or just go further and further into Shitsville, they can get cultists and Nimrods and the most easily manipulable of the people to get jazzed over such a non-issue. And I hear it. I hear it from, I make sure to surround myself with pinheads. Don't look at me like that. Not here, silly stonerhead. But yeah, in my life, we'll just put it that way. So I make sure, because I want to know, I want to hear what they're saying, I want to hear what they believe, and believe me, I'm surrounded by enough of them. So we do know what they're saying, and that's a part of it. It's a part of understanding what is going on in this culture, and more importantly, for getting people to respond. So these idiots that defend the top 1%, and or bigotry or hysteria, they must not be the final word in forums, in places where they dominate, like the comments after articles at Yahoo or CNN, etc. they should not be the final word, because they'll talk, and no matter how insane it is, some other Yahoo, some other person who is prone to hysteria and mythology will hear it and believe it without a rebuttal, and then go to work and repeat it. And many do. So, as always, it is also a cultural war, and a part of that is what you say in a public forum. Talked out, my throat is shot to shit, and that means we should play our third set of tunes. So we thought, we have to make it really good, because it's the last set of tunes. So we thought, this is a must. We've been playing this since we discovered it. The band is Children of Bodom, and what a fucking concert that was about 2 years ago in Philadelphia, here in beautiful Philadelphia. The band is Children of Bodom. The CD is Hate Breeder. And the track is Silent Night, Bodom Night.
Keep the cold outside, while the hypocrites hide inside, with the lies of statues in their minds, where the Christian religion made them blind, where they hide and pray to the god of a bitch spelt backwards is dog, not for one race, one creed, one world, but for money, effective, absurd. Do you pray to the Holy Ghost when you suck your host? Do you read who's dead in the Irish Post? Do you give away the cash you can't afford on bended knees and pray to the Lord? Fat pig priest, sanctimonious smiles. He takes the money, you take the lies. This is religion and Jesus Christ. This is religion cheaply priced. This is Bibles full of libel. This is sin in eternal hymn. This is what they've done. This is your religion. The apostles were 11. Now there's a sod in heaven. This is religion. There's a liar on the altar. The sermon never falter. This is religion. Your religion.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Christmas was always fun in Texas, and I just love the current governor of Texas, Rick Perry. And I was so glad that you had a representative of the Puckered Perrys here on your show, Reverend Bookburn, because the spirit of Christmas means the Christmas of giving. And the spirit of giving. And that's why I was so pleased when I gave billions of dollars in corporate welfare to the banks and trillions in the bailouts. Because it just felt so warm inside to be giving in such a grand manner. And so this holiday season, let's renew the tax cuts and serve the top 1% even greater. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Santa Claus. One, two, three, four. Who is the bloke in the large white car? I hope he put his picture on the dollar. He don't look like a dude who's got it all down pat. What a vision song. The sight of wild priests are a favorite brand. As well as one making of a favorite plan. Who has jacks with the heavenly father? Reverend Bookburn. Whose white back like no one else will bother? Reverend Bookburn. Pass the whole map there is never done. Put on the crap as Mr. Spawn. The direction is the technology cast. This special guest will make you fly sky high. Who is a guy in the stars white collar? Reverend Bookburn. One more time now everyone holler. Reverend Bookburn. He's a Reverend Bookburn. Reverend Bookburn. Reverend Bookburn. Show!
Jingle all the way. This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own tea bagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, December 18th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com. Yes, I know. RevBookburn.blogspot.com and Radio for All, RadioForAll.net. Tonight, we have a runner-up, and that is the Police Department of Collingswood, New Jersey. The Police Department of Collingswood, New Jersey made a decision. Their choice number one was to be interested in the public safety, be ready to respond to real crime, abuses, atrocities to humans or animals, robberies, thefts, burglaries, rape, muggings, whatever. That's choice number one. Or choice number two, to focus on something completely irrelevant, completely victimless, completely a non-issue, let alone grandstand about it. Yes, they chose number two. Ignore real crime and bust a massage parlor for alleged acts of prostitution. And we can't have that. So anybody who was mugged or robbed or anything else, anybody who's abused in Collingswood, besides by the local public officials, the police made a decision to go after a victimless crime, something absolutely, patently absurd, and an outrageous waste of money, of energy, of person power. Where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. That's better. Thank you. Rather than deal with real crime and real public service, chose to go after an irrelevant, victimless crime. Collingswood Police Department, you are the runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we needed to find an even better recipient, one that could even outshine the assholes in the runner-up award recipients. Yeah, we're okay this weekend. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the... No, never say our or your. I'm possessive. It's the... I'm talking to Pastor Hermaster. He will not talk into a microphone. The congressional legislatures who made a decision to cut heating assistance to the poor and the elderly. So, if someone in your life or someone you know or someone nearby where you live is freezing this winter, you can thank these assholes who just voted while they fight and fight to make billionaires richer to cut off heating assistance for the poor and the elderly. Every one of you who participated in that decision and made it into law, regardless of party, but we know that the majority of you are Republicans, you are assholes of the week. Alright, let's kill the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was the 2009 version. Jimi Hendrix did Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne in his rare holiday release medley. The Damned did There Ain't No Sanity Clause. The Greedies did A Merry Jingle. Fear did Fuck Christmas. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Sloppy Seconds did Hooray for Santa Claus, which is the theme song from the greatest holiday movie ever, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Before Sloppy Seconds, you heard the Dickies doing Silent Night. Public Image did Religion, and started off with Children of Bodom doing Silent Night, Bodom Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme has been the Reverend's Annual Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2011. Can you feel the spirit? Thank you to our guests, representatives from three different battalions in the War on Christmas, the Puckard Perrys, the Oral O'Reillys, and the Ravaging Robertsons. We will be off for a while, and instead of the New Year show, we're going to call it 2012 Cults Gone Wild, and that will be January 8th. That will be our next show. And after that, January 22nd, the 11th anniversary show. Happy birthday, Mr. Scott and Jennifer Hunter. Thank you,
so much, Pastor Whoremaster John Necraptist. Thank you, Pastor Rex Cat, who should have this show uploaded at Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All.net, in like roughly a weekish. And if there's no technical difficulties, thank you, Cindy and Jeff from Volta Radio, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Z, Hippie John, and everybody who emailed anything, sent us cool links to put on the site or music videos, what have you. We will be back on January 8th for 2012, Cults Gone Wild. Write to Reverend Bookburn, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org, no period after Rev, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Always check out the updated and juicy reverendbookburn.com, which is really revbookburn.blogspot.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On fascist Facebook, where you can't have Reverend or the Rev, or Rev as a first name, it's the Rev, one word, the Rev, and Bookburn, and at the Rev Bookburn page on Farcebook, on the info tab, if there still is it, they redesigned that shit and thing again. A link to Pages, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Let's play a nice closing tune in the holiday spurt. And if you're lucky, you'll get a good holiday spurt. In the true spirit of the holiday, which means shopping and malls, we thought this would be such a beautiful closing for our holiday show. It's the last song of the year till we come back January 8th. It's a track that was a collaboration by Jello Biafra and DOA, and it is entitled That's Progress. Good night.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Mall.
What's that spell?
Shopping mall.
You're a victim, time to leave. Don't matter if you've been this 15, 30 years. We're tripling the rent. Times up the sheriff's here. Too bad for you if you freeze out on the street. You can find a comfort palace that stays and symbolize. Your neighborhood is full of soul that died. You're gentrified. Oh yeah, that's progress. That's the progress make you feel good inside. Run red lights, school rooms with no windows, computer kicks your career at age 15. Universal price code IDs, with stripes of laser reads and records where you've been when you're sick and what you eat. Well, if we're spying God's word, there's 50 private eyes. We round that dirt on you to keep on file. Let's have a file. Oh yeah, that's progress. Let the progress make you feel good inside. That's progress. Let's progress. Progress don't make me feel so good inside. You can't live here, we'll hire you and know all the nasty things you do. But it's the end of your whole life. Turn back to trains you did in school at age 5. Let's move inside fire. At the touch of a button, your boss or your landlord will have a choice cuts of gossip. Besides, what can we do? Cause it costs too much to sue. The last person who'll ever see a file is you.
gasping his last breaths. With his empty flask, he moves to his death. In this cold world of concrete that isn't his own, his glazed over ice is long lost home.
Sinflowers,
hills and fields edged with pines.
Sinchildren,
feeling wolf on winter days.
Call them brothers and sisters too, back in better times. Vivid colors, so clear and good, back in better times. With such warmth on his mind, doesn't feel the cold blast of his lonely deathbed in the subway shaft. With a knife so in death, now the crowd fails to see the dead trap in the corner, with his soul now set free.
Sinflowers,
hills and fields edged with pines.
Sinchildren,
feeling warmth on winter days. Call him brothers and sister too, back in better times. Vivid colors, so clear and good, back in better times.
Ambulance men that finally drop by feel strange when they notice the look in his eye. When they drag the stiff body up cold steps of stone, see a frozen small tree that the tramp knew back home. They too long for waters from nature's clear well. They can't see what's wrong with our concrete head. Men that finally drop by feel strange when they notice the look in his eye. When they drag the stiff body up cold steps of stone, see a frozen small tree that the tramp knew back home. They too long for waters from nature's clear well. They can't see what's wrong with our concrete head.
I suppose.
Well, let's go out and have some fun. Oh wait, honey, let's go read another round, eh?
See you. everybody smoked good weed, and everybody smoked good weed, and everybody smoked good weed. Joy to the world on Christmas Day. The straights and freaks stay on while talking on good grass. Let's all go to high mass. Smoke grass on Christmas Day. Smoke grass on Christmas Day. Smoke grass. Smoke grass on Christmas Day. Grass rules the world with Santa Claus, who trips on Christmas weed. The reefer of his own madness turns boys and girls to stone potheads. It's Christmas Day, smoke pot. It's Christmas Day, smoke pot. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Christmas Day, smoke pot.
Messages. some is charged with meaning. Percentage bandits riding out or kneeling, stuttering, shouting, crying and declaiming. Sentences are waxing, now they're waning. A myriad of letters from my elders and my betters. The killer's moving faster. He tells me that he's my master. Or was he just asking me for time, please?
Sonic attack on your district, follow these rules. If you are making love, it is imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking the soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic.
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 Only of yourselves. sonic construction. Your only protection is life. If you are less than 10 years old, remain in the shelter, then use your cocoon. But remember, you can't help no one else. No one else. You can't help no one else. No one else.
You can't help no one else.
You can't help no one else.
You can't help
no one else.
You can't help
no one else.
You
can't help no one else.
You can't help no one else.
You can't help no one else.
Become yourself.
You can't help no one else. No one else.
You can't help
no one else. No one else.
Become yourself.
need jelly roll. When you taste my jelly, wanna take me right home. Can make a blind man see, a lame man walk, make a deaf woman hear, and a little baby talk. Now I'm wild about my jelly, my sweet jelly roll. When you taste my jelly, wanna take me right home. Gonna tell all you people what jelly roll done. Hey, grandma married.
Tolls. The black plague has struck, and diseased eyes roll upwards as if knowing which direction their souls will travel. A woman in black cries as the deathly procession passes by, and monks moan in mass. The yet clean peasant pounds upon the castle door, for it is safer inside the walls. Their knocking pounds a dull tone across the quiet, deserted courtyard. The bodies of unfortunates bloat in the hot sun outside the castle walls, and ones ignorant of all facts plunder the diseased corpses for remaining riches.
Bring out your dead.
And the bell tolls on. A man walks round the castle walls on the outside, the light from his lamp dancing shadows as he moves. He tends the sick, gives comfort to all he can for dying woman and crying man, but he feels it most for the children. Tears glisten on his cheek. Did man ever deserve this death? And not all will die, just the poor, for the rich are inside the castle walls. And he knows he could be with them, and they'll laugh at this fool of a man through the stone fortress windows. And the bell tolls on. And many deaths and many days later, many tears have been cried, but all in vain. For tears can never erase the pain of death. Only time has that talent. His hands are now blistered, but this man walks on. The only element of sanity, the people look to him for answers, and he answers all. And the bell tolls on inside the castle wall. The dead are now buried, and the plague is at its end. Life for the people flowers again. They breathe fresh air like they did once before, and there is not a sound from beyond the castle walls. The bell has stopped, and only silence is heard, and the peasants outside wonder what happened within. In their bones they feel something is wrong. The bell has been silent much too long. For many days, not one soul has stirred from the stone fortress where the rich people live. No one came and no one went. Fear can do many strange things, and even though water ran low, their mouths burnt and bellies caked dry, not one person put a foot outside. No one had that much courage. For they feared the peasants and their world outside. So they played it safe and didn't move. But one by one perished and died.